Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to call this meeting order to 6:30. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. It is led tonight by Councilmember Fife.
Of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thanks everybody for coming out. Got standard public comment portion right now. Give public comment on any non-agenda items. There aren't a lot of agenda items, so it's pretty much almost anything you talk about would be a non-agenda item right now. We will take that right now, and please limit your public comment to a reasonable duration. Is there any public comment?
My name is John Frisch, probably you met me. I'm new to East Helena, not new to the Helena.
Can you state your address, John?
Pardon?
Could you state your address?
516 Portland. I want to make a suggestion just because I live close to the railroad. And I watched what Helena went through for the last couple of years and followed that whole process. And I've been researching a little bit about no train horn zones, what it takes, what it costs. And I just feel like I didn't put on the agenda for consideration. I'm sure it probably has in the past. But with Helena having accomplished it, there's a little bit of a base for determining what it takes and what it costs. My original research said you had to have all sorts of stuff to do it. You go look at the railroad crossings and how to do them. The only thing they changed was they put a sign there that said railroad, no train. On four of them, they put in concrete mediums on each side with some yellow delineators on the ends of each one. And that's all they did. So the original estimate that they got was $987,000. And by the time they got done, it was probably well less than 100,000. But that's something that we take some research, find out what it is, everything. So just I request to be put on the agenda we look at it. The population's increasing in this little town, probably going to double the next 5 to 10 years. And so there's going to be a lot more people that have been running out of place. Maybe now is a good time to consider new subdivisions and all the activity. That's my comment on this.
So, 1 second. The request is to put it on the agenda. Anybody can do that. You make a thought of agenda request form in the office or a form we thought, so you know the process on that. I would recommend that you amend the request right now to have us get some financial information regarding that. It's been suggested and reviewed multiple times. There's a historical reference for it. It's quite expensive. We have the past stuff, but we can certainly look into it again in the light of what Helen's done and get new cost estimates and then maybe put it on the agenda. Does that make sense?
We can talk. There's some side talk about
yeah, I was convinced they said you didn't find out what did they really spend because I couldn't find that anywhere in the internet.
I'll get you my card. You can talk.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yes.
Anything else?
Just so you know, we have that. I think that we definitely reviewed it before. You're not the only person that asks. It's something that's always for every council member hears heard about it. So
I'm sure. I knew it was probably something new, but I figured maybe I would start to stir it and see. Thank you.
Thank you.
I
think that's just an employee of the railroad. That not one guy. I really like to lay on it.
Now that they put that on the streets here, the prices are going a lot slower.
What do you mean? What do you say goes crossing the bridge? Maybe required to. Still an active problem.
Well, I want crossing was removed.
Crossing's not been removed. It's still active. The crossing has not been removed. It's still active. They took the bar, handed the bars down, but that is an active crossing of the railroad tracks. We were maintaining that because that road will be used. And so they're required by law to still blow their horn.
Like I said, I've been doing some research on it. It's supposed to be one long, two shorts, one long.
Yeah. There's so many seconds.
And if you're there at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, it seems like I'm really late.
Yeah, there's some people really enjoy that horn.
We want to.
Okay. Maybe just in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Stop this reading. We'll have to shut it off at the start of the year. We'll have to send that on. One more street
to Don.
There's two people.
Who else on it? Okay, a couple maintenance items. Number one, Pete is excused. He's wrapping up the legislature. He asked if he hadn't been in the past. That, like, there's a whole lot of legal opinion needed today. Our computer apparently is going to reboot at some point during this process. For those members online, if you are kicked out, note that we will reboot the computer as soon as we can once it performs its security patch, which, of, you know, is timely as always. So that applies to you, Donnie, and anybody, the other individual online. If you could please let us know who you are, or just be aware that we would request that if this does log out, that's what happened.
So we have 23 minutes.
Let's get it done. Is there any other further public comment? Go ahead.
My name is Eric Stickline. My wife and I, we have a term sitting made from. We've been sitting on Sundays up from Lane and Main across from Lake Michigan. But we just wanted to know if it would be, we have an active business license up to date. We just wanted to know if it would be okay if we sat in the corner across from where the Creative Stitches is moving, where the Lucky Dip is telling us sign is. We will want to maybe park there and move them until that soon.
Do you have a request to use the city right away? Call the right away? No different than what we're using right now. You're allowed to use that with an active license.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're not. They're
not. He's asking about to move over by
I know, but he said right where they right now they're in the end of the
don't you park right in the Main Street Park? Oh, so you also use Main Street Park, which is right away, sometimes which is in the city limits. Okay. I mean, you're allowed to park in the city right away for the code.
Good to go. Good to go.
Do you want to do that? Just on Sundays or
no? We were thinking like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday we're at market, we're at the farmer's market, and then Sunday we've always sat in the spot. We got permission from the guy sitting back, and it seems to be a good spot for us. So yeah. We were just thinking maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as opposed to our meeting. So.
Sure, I hear you. Yeah, you're allowed to. That does not require permission to use the same time. So, period, no greater than 72 hours.
Okay.
There you go.
Don't live there.
That is the. That is, oh yeah, you cannot overnight camp. Okay. Those are the rules. Right. Is there any further public comment on non-agenda? Seeing none. Council, in front of you have the April 1st, 2025 minutes. Is there any public comment on those minutes? Seeing none, Council.
I'm going to approve.
I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented. And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Bonnie, can you hear us? Because we can't hear you. Is it the volume issue? You can. Bonnie, you're muted.
Hello, I'm Aleka. I'm the other person on Zoom. I just wanted to say I can hear you. I'm not Thank sure you. About Donnie.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yep. Sir. Would you like to vote on the approval of the minutes?
I voted yes.
Thank you, sir. In front of you have the city court report from March of 2025. Are there any questions regarding that? Seeing none, that brings us to department reports. First is always to Amy.
We've been taking lots of park reservations, lots of questions about the pool. Questions about farmers market, questions about when the Easter egg hunts are going to be. Basically, just getting ready for summer. Opening day for pool registrations is May 2nd. A lot of that's going to be online again. And auditor will be here first of the week in May. And that's all I've got unless you have questions.
Thank you, Amy. Next up, Chief Sanders is excused. We have a report for you guys. Correct? The table. Any questions regarding that report? Seeing none. Of note on that, if any of you would like to attend, Officer Butler will be graduating from Montana Law Enforcement Academy on 11 a.m. Friday. I'm going to do my best to make it so far. It's okay. It's going to happen. But my job sometimes things happen. So right now, I'm going to be good. That brings us to public works, Kevin.
Okay, I think it's worth the president to talk about. So I always like to include the pictures. I didn't give them to Amy to show the audience, but guys have been working on sewer jetting, doing a good job. It's not fun. The pictures in your pamphlet is just of a rip wall that they spent a couple hours cutting out of there. Today they took, I think, 6 5-gallon buckets of not very nice material out of the manhole. Again, super appreciative of their positive attitude as they do this. And the super biggest thing I'm proud of is it's been over 5 years now since we've had an insurance coming for a few doctors from Black Community. So they're really doing a super good job in keeping up on that. The only other two things just to mention, I received an email from Gene Compton, who's our new federal heavyweight representative for Build Grant. All it asked, all they were asking for was confirmation, contact information, emails, and phone numbers. And they said that they were onboarding more grant programs into Grant Solutions. I don't know what that is. I sent the information off and asked for an update. I've heard nothing back, but I'm hoping that's a positive for uploading more grant opportunities. So if we don't hear from them by the end of the week, Kayla and I will be setting up a meeting with Jim. I don't know if they have anything to report on the chain, but we're just going to use the picture. So the last thing, so Mayor Harris and I, as we do on hosting members, have been talking about community service and needs and stuff. And this kind of came about when we were talking about the cardboard site, which has been very man hour intensive to continue from just people making messes out there. Doesn't matter where you put it, as we know. Anyway, I had made the comment about maybe we just close the recycling center. And Kelly and I debated things, and he made the comment, and I didn't think much of it at the time, but he made the comment of don't take services away from the road, don't do it again. And somehow that turned into we started talking about spring cleanup. And that was one of the things that the city was going to do in the community. So, as I stood on that for a couple of days, and Kelly was talking to me, I realized, you know, the reason that we ended spring cleanup, one, there was some abuse by those few residents that, you know, excessively piled stuff up. The other major component of that was just the failure of the compactor on that little garbage truck failure. Current cost, and I think the goal is right at like $33,000 to repair that. Is, I mean, that's a hard hit when you just buy a, you know, everyday one to start with solid waste on. Anyway, we kind of went back and forth and realized we could still offer a spring cleanup service that is spring cleanup. The idea behind spring cleanup is it betters our community, right? It gives residents an opportunity to clean up the outside of their property that everybody sees. So what we're looking at is doing a spring cleanup first week of June. It's yard debris stuff only, you know, leaves, grass, you know, tree clippings, those kind of things. And then any other special pickups, you know, if you have household items you need to throw away that you can't take, those will still just be a special pickup where there's a great supply. But first week of June, a new spring cleanup reselling that gives residents that don't have that ability to haul the yard waste off and stuff themselves, then come on and pick them up. So it seems good. I agree with Mayor Harris that it's a good service to provide to the community and it is a benefit for what we all look at every day for people that can be something that maybe that stuff. And that's one more.
Thanks, Captain. Hugh Campbell emailed me and indicated he would not be here tonight, but that he had nothing to report. So he is excused. That brings us to new business. First one on the agenda is a proclamation of declaring the first Thursday in May as Greater Hellenic Gives Day. Wes brought this to us. One of these things, we've done some of these things similar to this before, but you have the proclamation in front of you. And This is something I believe the city of Helena is doing as well, or county. I'm not sure which one, but it was brought to us. It was something that I think, no bad, no downside to something like this. So this is always just a good stuff. So it's in front of you, and I would be kind of. Is there any public comment on the request to proclaim the first Thursday in May as Greater Helena Gives Day? Other than the name, not saying it's down. Yeah, go ahead. Great, yeah, we are greater than Helena. Great.
I am greater. And I am Greater Helena is classified as all of these counties as well as Jefferson, Broward, Powell County. And so we need to get in the
Appreciate it. Any other public comment? Counselor.
I move to approve the proclamation. First, move.
Motion to approve the proclamation.
I'll second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Like that. Yes. Greater Helena Gives Day. That leads us to the second item on there, which is the fiscal year 26 employee benefit elections. Amy touched on this last meeting. You have in front of you the employee benefit election. Obviously, we have to make the choice. Basically, the conversation is kind of always got to make the choice now, but we will be dealing with the whatever the choice is in the budgeting process.
Right. This is our benefit elections are due on the 17th. What's on the table is the current benefit elections. And with the increase, which was basically 12.2%, that goes up $107 per employee.
I would say that we've had minimal turnover. Almost 4 years I've been here. I think having qualified trimmed and three people in for us matters. I think the game level benefits me right for them is very important in keeping in those positions. That's so is there any public comment regarding the approval of the employee benefit election? Seeing them cast.
That the FY26 employee benefit elections as presentable.
Motion to approve is presented. The second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. That is the fastest we've ever gone through all the business on a meeting I've ever been part of. Few items handed out. Brings us to a very boring portion of the mayor's report. The mayor has been working, Kevin mentioned something, one of the things, which is obviously a spring thing. Kevin, great that was playing that. I was going further on that. I just think, to elaborate on a little bit more, I think that this Kevin did, he's talking to provide that sort of image. And I think there's been enough people that have at least reached out to me and said, hey, where'd that go, Larry? And I think there was some value in it. So I'm glad to see you. Hopefully, you can get that going again. Furthermore, cleanup. The little tour on the plant. They're doing some work out there, obviously with the Henrik building right now. So you guys have seen some agenda items recently to build some property and stuff. There's a cleanup up there. We went and kind of toured that and went through some of that process. So we're kind of getting working on that. Big one is obviously the water rights letter. So I drafted a response to the administration regarding water rights that, taking into account what the input we received from the Fishing and the Fishing Game. I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful with our response. I think we're in a good spot. Kettle people and John Booth was on the influential on that too. So because he knows a lot more about water actually, but I think we took into account what their concerns were, and I think we hopefully can find a place for you all in a good spot. So I'm hopeful with that letter. I sent that off today, but that's very nice. On a good note, if you drove around town today, you'll see that the roads that we proved to be paved were paved today. One is the old Utic addition and right off Main Street here for the section. So those last three remaining ones are paved, so that's all good to see stuff being done. We have initial stages. I would say very initially begin budget prep. It's a thing. Kevin and Amy work very, very hard on that. We discuss things, big goals, and what they do. We can kind of all year. So we started out. So that has been job, what I've been up to. Personal note, it's that time of year again. That time of year, we get to the election season, get rid of the paper, and the dean has chosen to run for Maricopa. And after conversations with my family and the folks here, I made the decision to use the pre-election as well. And after that, it's ready to go. Hopefully, my wife will. Oh, I can use the phone to do an election cycle. That's a thing. So, but yeah, I made that decision recently. And I don't know. There's one concern today with Friday. That's where I'm at with me. Any questions? Council reports. Council Member Dahl.
I have nothing to report.
Man. Council Member Wheeler. Council Member Fudge.
I mentioned this to Kelly and sent me some information that Congressman Downing's office reached out to me and wanted to visit about learning more about East Helena as he's moved to his seat. And so I gave him the download. The gentleman has actually volunteered for our fire department and wants to learn more. So he'll be in touch with the mayor and hopefully involved with East Helena sends some information and must have asked him their concerns and about the building and the Greeks grant. And he was going to see if the member community would be able to sign a spoke to Sam Long since he wasn't there. Did go to the library 25th anniversary open house. Had this morning community blend and coffee with the chamber. And then Esau and Public Schools would reach out to him and as well to have been really good about doing this and it's just really good.
Yeah. So thanks, Wes. Councilman Ferguson. Well, that brings the legal report, which he turned all of the excuse. He is we've seen a little more of his face around here. I think he's ready to come back. So the city. So that's it. Barring surprises of payment of the bills, that's all we got left. I had a hard time sleeping last time. It was a new one. I have a motion to pay the bill. And a second, all those in favor?
All
right. That wraps it up. I will adjourn this meeting at 6:53. Thanks, guys. I'm not kidding. You don't understand that mess with me yet, man.
Jerry started me. Give me the motion to do that. I don't even know what the VSAX is.
Oh, I think you got to be a city level.
Kelsey, thanks for coming out.
So, thank you.
So there's many people, you have seen more of me in the spring, whatever, which